We were up to, I think, Sif Hey. Is that right? Okay. So the Mechaber writes in Sif Hey, Im yadua kama hu ha'iser kegon kaf hadasha o she'ina bas yoma she'nir ba u'bala kezayis halav. So even though we say that when you don't know how much comes out of the Isser, right, you have a Kal, and you don't know how much comes out of the Isser, so how are you Mishayer if you don't know? Simon? No? I don't know how much milk came out of the Kal, so what is the shear that we use? Yes, sir?
Sorry,
Shishim. Well, no, I know, but Shishim connected what?
We say 5 kilos.
No, I have a Kal. Okay, I have a Kal. And there's chalav in it, and I don't know how much of the chalav comes out of the kal. So how much did we say? How are you mishar if you don't know how much came out?
Maximum.
The maximum amount misharina b'chulei. Right. So that's the we've said a number of times. So now, in this case though, you take a spoon, you stick into a pot of meat, and you know how much iser could be in the spoon. Now, for the moment, the case of the mechaber is, you have a new spoon, or you have a spoon that hasn't been used for 24 hours, so you don't care what's in it. And then you stir butter with it, or milk with it. And it's it's a kezayis worth of butter or milk. So how much is the maximum amount, how much chalav is balua in the spoon? Oh, no. What's that? Up to a kezayis, right? In other words, I'm assuming that the spoon is multiple kezayisim, up to a kezayis. Okay. In that case, ein tzarach el hashishim levatel hakezayis shabala. And the Ramos says something very interesting here. Avelo amrinan gabe kli chaticha nasas nevela afilu im niarobo isr. So the Ramah here adds in a note, which is an interesting comment here. The Ramah says, you don't say Chanan Lagabe Kli, even if you stir up Isser with it. So what does that mean? So it means I have a spoon, and what do I stir with it? Pick something.
Stew.
Pick something. No, chalav's not iser. Thank you. Someone at least gave an answer in the ballpark. What do you stir with it?
Nevela.
Thank you. You stir nevela with it. And then you also, and then you stir some heter with it. Let's take a better nevela because that's complicated. You stir chalav with it after you stir something. In other words, if you say nevela, and what happens if you put chalav in the vela, by the way? I'm not going to talk about this at great length now, but it's a famous, famous sugya. And I'm going to know what happens if you're not allowed to eat it, obviously, because it's it might be a machlokas. It's a very famous Rambam called the Nekuda Nifla, in which the Rambam claims that if you cook in a vela in milk, it's usher to do so. It's an issur d'oraisa to be mevashel, and you can't eat it, obviously, but not necessarily because it's basar b'chalav, because it's the vela, and it's mutar b'hana. It's mutar b'hana. It's a famous Ram in the Kudin Nifla. In other words, there is no, once you're not allowed to cook it, but once you cook it, there's no basar b'chalav there. Why? Shouldn't be too hard to guess this one. Why would it not be basar b'chalav if you cook nevela meat with milk? It is considered meat.
It's not considered food.
No, it's not explicit, at least. Ein iser chala liser. That's why ein iser chala liser. That once something is usher, once the nevela is usher already, so basar b'chalav can't be chal on that, and that's why, since it's not usher mishum achila, it's not usher b'achila mishum basar b'chalav, it's not usher b'na. That's a famous nekud in the flaw of the Rambam. It's in the Perashah Mishnayos in Krisis. Okay. So that's why not take nevela, Zachary, even though that would be an example would be acceptable. Let's say you cook dam. You cook dam. So dam does not have the status of basar. If you mix chalav into dam, you can't eat it because it's dam. But there is no din of basar b'chalav. In fact, if you cook, this issue comes up in the Pesachei Tshuva and the Siman. What happens if you cook the basar, the dam, and the chalav. What is the nature, what is the level of iser of consuming it? What's that? So it's a machlokas, but Chachmei Ashkenaz and the Gemara Menachos say it's only the Rabbanon. Because dam shebishlo and dam shemilcho are only the Rabbanon. The Rambam ignores the Gemara for some reason, and he paskins that dam shebishlo is an iser daraisa, but when Ashkenaz and paskin, dam shebishlo is only an iser Rabbanon. So the truth is, if you cook dam and chalav together, there's no iser daraisa whatsoever in consuming it. But it's not basar b'chalav, because dam is not considered basar. So let's forget the din daraisa. If I mix chalav into dam, but let's say I have a spoon that's balua midam, and now I stir milk with it. So what do I have? And I stir a kazayas of milk. So how much dam do I have in the spoon that I use regularly to stir blood with? How much would it be balua of dam?
Kazayas.
No, that's chalav is kazayas. Dam I've stirred regularly. How much dam is balua in it? Alter.
Whatever
the maximum the spoon can hold is. Now I stir a thing of chalav in it. So, on the possibility, that's no bad example. Okay, now, let's say I stirred a kazayis of dam with it. And now I can stir a kazayis of chalav with it. How much? I'm not happy about this. Oh, okay, I'm going to go back. Hard to think of the right case. I'm going to go back to basar b'chalav. Zach, we don't even need a veil. I stirred basar with this. Did you say basar earlier? I said chalav. Okay, I stirred basar with it. And now, I stir, let's say I knew it had two kazayasim of basar. Now I stir a kazayas of chalav with it. So how much is inside the spoon now? Three kazayasim, two of which are basar, one of which is chalav. Now I stir a pot of meat with it. How much do I have to be mevatel? In other words, how much meat do I need? So that depends. I think we've discussed this machlokas, the Ramban and other Rishonim, whether you say chanan by that which is balua. In other words, inside the walls of the spoon, when the milk and the meat meet, when the milk and the meat join, so do you say we'd have three kazesim of basar b'chalav iser? And now, you're not going to necessarily be able to taste it in the basar in the pot, but you need 60 times three to be mevatel it. Yes, if I take milk and meat and I put them in a pot and I mix it, cook them together. But here, you have blias of basar and you have blias of chalav. The question is, can inside the walls of something, can they in fact become basar b'chalav midaraisa? There's even a sheet, I think it's the Pischei Tshuva quotes a Prima Kadin. No, I forget who he quotes. Some wanted to argue that, wanted to present the svara that it's only basar b'chalav midaraisa if it's mamashas of both together. But if you take a meat pot and you cook milk in it, that's not basar b'chalav midaraisa. Because it's only the stuff in the basar in the walls of the pot, it has to be with the gedim amish. It cannot, it cannot be with the tam that comes out of the walls. Okay, I don't think we accept that, but there is such a view. But the Ramban says that if both are inside the walls, the belios inside the walls, there is no chanan. So when I cook, according to the Ramban, when I have a spoon that I stirred two kazesim of meat with, within the last 24 hours. And now I stir a kazayis of chalav. How much, what do I have inside the walls of the spoon? Two kazayis of basar, one kazayis of chalav, and that's it. I don't have three kazayis of basar of chalav. That's the Ramban's opinion. That would appear to be what the Ramah is citing here, but it's a little bit odd. It's a little bit odd. Then the Mechaber continues. So if you have a spoon that is old really is irrelevant. All that matters is that you have stirred and you used it today, and you've used it, let's say, with a lot of chalav, then how much chalav do you assume? Is now, do you have to be mevat on the meat pot? Well, if I stirred, a lot of cheese with it, I don't know how much it was balea, I assume that it's the entire spoon. Okay, so then the Ramah says, the chol masha bala naseis iser v'le'adin on kama bala. So it's not clear what exactly the Ramah means here. It doesn't have to be Nasa Isser. Anything that is Bala is Chalav and Wadasser. It's not clear whether the Mechaber and the Ramah are speaking on the same plane here. And then the Mechaber says, which would appear to be the first comment of the Rama, V'yesh mi she'omer she'gam b'zo ein tzarech el ha'shishim levatel ha'kezayis she'bala. So here it would appear that the Mechaber is talking about a fleshik spoon and a bas yoma, and now you stir kezayis and milk with it, and now you have to be mevatel everything inside, the walls of the spoon. Okay. V'hasvara rishona, ikar, says the Rama, really we paskin that you say chanan, even on that which is inside the kli. Kemoshen isbar le'el gabi tipas cholav shenafal ala kadeira. We haven't done that case yet. The v'yesh ena mechalkim, bein kaf yashan lechadosh, rak bein klei cheres l'shar kelim. V'omrim, de b'kli cheres, de yefshir l'hafir ha'isar, ayideh hagala, amrinan ha'kli nasas devela, avalo b'shar kelim v'tov lachosh l'chum. So what does the Rama mean here? There's a big machlokas shach in the Taz. I assume I didn't ask you to look at Tazes. There's a very, very long Taz here where he tries to explain the position of the Rama, and he makes an astounding, astounding claim, which is not crazy given the language of the Rama. It sounds from the Rama that if I have an earthenware clay, let's say I have I've never seen it, but let's say I have a pottery spoon, and I stir a kezayis of Isser with that spoon. How much is Isser do I have to be Mishar Keneged? So the Rama says I have to be Mishar Keneged the entire spoon. Why? Because he says the cheres is Nasis Nevela. It's based upon a Mordechai. It's the Taz's claim of how the Rama read the Mordechai. There may be others who did read the Mordechai, which is crazy. What do you mean then?
It doesn't touch.
No, in other words, the cheres itself become somehow, because the cheres has absorbed the iser, and you can't get the iser out because it's impossible to kasher cheres. In other words, the Gemara assumes haTorah heida al klei cheres sheino yotze midei dofiel laolam. You're never able to pull all the iser out of cheres. So the claim, the Taz understands the Rama is saying that I only have a kezayis of chazir here, but the entire klei cheres becomes nevela because it's the chazir distributed throughout. Range. It's not food. You can't eat it. What do you mean it's nasis nevela? You know, we saw a sheet in the Gemara that said that when you want to be mevatel, iser and heter, the Gemara on the side, Yizayin Amid Beis, one lashon of the Gemara was bekedera atzma. So the machlokas are showing what that meant. But the way Rashi understands, bekedera atzma means with the cheres of the kedera itself. But there I understand. If I have iser and then a little iser falls into heter, and I want to know whether or not it will flavor the heter. Well, guess what? The flavor can not only diffuse throughout the heter, it can diffuse in the walls of the pot as well. So there, I want to be mitzaref the walls of the pot to the heter food in the pot to be mevatel the iser. And it might, maybe, I mean, again, it's not really going to absorb that much, but in theory, if the pot were really absorbing, you could have diffusion in the flavor. So at least you can understand why you would say that you can combine the volume of the walls of the pot with the food, the heter food in the pot, to be mevatel the iser. But to say that if a little bit of Isser is absorbed in the cheres, that therefore it's all nasis nevela, if you cook food in this after you cooked a little bit of nevela, it got absorbed in the walls of the pot. When you cook other food in that, how much can come out? The cheres can't come out. Only that which was balea can come out. So it's a very, very, very odd position. Right? Only by cheres. So, Yazak? No. The question is, if a pot absorbs basar and then it absorbs chalav, is the stuff inside, or a spoon, is the stuff inside basar b'chalav, or is it basar and chalav? Basar b'chalav means it combines, the flavors combine inside the walls of the spoon, and if I had two kezesim of basar and one kezayis of chalav, I'd have three kezesim of basar b'chalav. And that's the way the Rama and the Mechaber prefers the first day. The second day is that no, that you don't say chanan, you don't say isur and mix and create new isur inside the walls of the clay. Therefore, if I have a spoon that I stir two kezayisim of basar with, and then I stir one kezayis of chalav with, forget what the status of the chalav that's not in the spoon, but now I want to know what's inside the spoon. So the Ramban says there's two kezayisim of meat and one kezayis of chalav, and never the twain shall meet. In other words, they stand there separately inside the spoon. So now if I stir a milchik pot, how much basar do I have to be mevatel? Two. And if I stir a fleshy pot, how much chal do I have about that? One. And they don't combine to make new iser. That was the Ramban. That was Ramban's idea. But we don't. Nobody is saying until now. And again, the Ramban is not absolutely explicit. Nobody's saying that the walls of the pot themselves become. And here, the way the Taz, what the Taz is claiming, according to the Ramah, that if I cook one kazayas of chazir in a stir with a spoon, and the spoon can hold 10 kazayasim, and now I stick this spoon into kosher food, I have to assume that there's 10 kazayasim nevela here. In the same way, in other words, clearly it's going beyond the anti-Ramban faction, right? The anti-Ramban faction said that if I stir broccoli and I stir chazir schmaltz back to back, that I combine the two, if you hold chaticha nasis nevela by other isurim, I now have however many kazesim of broccoli, plus however many kazesim of chazir, I now have that many kazesim of iser inside the spoon. They combine. The broccoli becomes trafed up inside the spoon. So that's the non-Ramban position. But that's not the same thing as saying that if I only stirred one kazayas of chazir with the spoon, but the other seven kazesim of the volume of the spoon, the klecheres, become nevela. What do you mean? It's not food. It's never going to come out. The Shach understands the Ramah differently. The Shach understands that, no. What we're talking about here is a very interesting distinction within the Ramban's position. What's the source for this Ramah in your Ramah? What does it say in parentheses? Yeah. Originally, it didn't say that. This is a corrected Shulchan Aruch. Both the Shach and the Taz point out. Look at the Shach, just the beginning of Sifkat and Chavav. Let's read the Shach, Sifkat and Chavav. First he says, Mashanir Shem Kan b'Shulchan Aruch, Rashba, b'Toras Habayis b'Shem Arayvid, hu Tatwas. It's wrong. The HaRashba b'Shem Arayvid lo Kasav Kein, elo the Bekelim sheyesh b'Hem Hechshar b'Hagola, afidu le'adina kamabala in Sarach l'shar neged kula, elo fi omedas ma'idinafet minei. Ucham asher kasavti Sifkat and Yerbeis. Avo lo ma'iri klau midinas es nevela. Nevela. So the Ravid did make a distinction between Klei Cheres and other Kalim, but a totally different distinction. The Ravid claimed that when do we say that since we don't know how much comes out, we make it all Asur? The Ravid says that only by Davar She'ena Choza Lehechshera. What is the Gemara's example? What's the Gemara's source? What's the Makar in the Gemara for this? Kechal. Kechal is never Choza Lehechshera. The udder, once you cook the udder without removing the milk, without the meat, the udder piece itself will never become mutter. So the Ravid says, "Hu adin leklei cheres." If a klei cheres absorbs stuff and you don't know how much it absorbed, you assume it absorbed its full volume. But that's only because it's not chozer lechshero. Something that's chozer lechshero, like other kalim, like metal kalim, like wooden kalim. So there the Ravid says you make an omed yafet to figure out how much came out. That's what the claim. That's what the Ravid says. That has nothing to do with this. Now, as a note, where do the sources in the Ramah come from that are written in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah? And remember, you don't need sources for the Mechaber. Why not? Why are there no parentheses for the Mechaber? Because the Baragola wrote the sources. Where does the Ramah, where are those parentheses for the Ramah come from? Answer, I have no idea, but I know one thing. It didn't come from the Ramah. If you look at the earliest printing of the Shulchan Aruch, I believe the earliest printing that I can find of the Ramah, late 16th century, the parentheses that, with Makoros are not there. So the Ramah certainly never saw anything with the Makoros inside. And therefore, frequently, the Nosei Kalim point out that there's an error. Somebody put in the wrong source for the Ramah. The Ramah said what he said, but that's not the Makor. So they've already corrected in Yor Shulchan Aruch based upon the comments of the Shach and the Taz that the source for this is a Mordechai. And now the Shach continues. He says, Ela Hayesh she'ein mechalkin humasha kasa b'toras chatas. Remember, that's the Ramah Sefer. Reish klau pehe b'shem Mordechai. The kasav the bedover sheyesh lo hagala lo aminam bechatichas nasas nevela kevin the efshar lahafrid ha'isr amisham ayide hagala. So, I'll explain outside, and then we'll read the rest of it. What is the Shach claiming the Mordechai shita is? It's not that. What there's a distinction between metal kalim and wooden kalim versus klei cheres. What's the distinction? So he says the Ramban's, the machlokas Ramban and other Rishonim, in effect the Mordechai is splitting. He doesn't say it this way. The Mordechai is splitting the difference. He says when it comes to kalim that are chozer lehechshero, since you can kasher it, therefore when Isser and Heter meet inside the walls of the pot, what's the din? You don't say chaticha nasas nevela.
Whereas, when you're dealing with clay kodos, where you can't kasher it, so when stuff meets inside the walls of the pot, you say hatichanasis nevela there against the Ramban. That's what the Shach claims the Mordechai's position is. Not that he says, he continues, he says, when we call makom nira didavka b'chliyashon kamar, a kli that was used already, kamar hachi, avo b'kli chodash, afilu shel cheres, vaday ina ola hadas, sheguf hacheresi osa nevela. Shach says, inconceivable. Anybody would say that the cheres itself becomes the vela. That's ridiculous.
So what the Shach says here is, listen, we don't paskin really like the Mordechai. And we assume, not like the Ramban, we assume the Iker opinion is that any kli that's bolea, isur, and heter together, or basar and chalav also, is nasis nevela inside. Whatever your position is. Obviously, just as an aside, according to the Mechaber, if you stir, do the following. According to the Mechaber, if you stir a pot, use a spoon to stir 5 kizeis of broccoli, and then you stir 1 kizayis of chazer, and on the assumption that you say chanan by that which is absorbed, even inside the kli, how many kizayis of issa do you have here? You stir 5 kizayis of broccoli, 1 kizayis of chazer. According to the Mechaber, how many kizayis of issa do you have here?
One.
Why?
Just
the chazer. Why? Because the Mechaber says you don't say chatichan asas tevela except for by basar b'chol. It's only relevant to talk about for the Ramal. For the Mechaber, it has to be a case where you stir meat with it, you stir milk with it, and now you stir 2 kazeis in the meat and 3 kazeis in the milk. How much iser, both according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, do you have to be mevatel when you stir now something kosher with this? The answer is 5, because you say chatichanasas tevela. But the Shach says that behefset meruba, you can rely upon this Ramah, the Mordechai, that if the spoon that you were using is a metal spoon, or it's a wooden spoon, where you could kasher, it's a davar achozer lechshera. So then he says, v'makom hefsed meruba, you're able to be lenient and say that you don't have 5 kizesim, you don't say chatichanasas tevela inside the walls of the pot, and therefore, if you stirred broccoli with a spoon that you had stirred meat and you had stirred milk, how much broccoli do you need to be mevatel the milk and the meat? Good question. I don't know if I know the answer, but I'll tell you what you definitely don't need. You definitely don't need shishim towards the milk and the meat. The question would be, of course, do you need shishim at all? In other words, will the milk and the meat mix inside the broccoli or not? The answer is probably yes. I think so. I'm not sure. So what I would say is you probably need shishim keneged the lesser number of milk or meat that you had in the spoon. In other words, I have 1 kizayis of one and 2 kizayisim of the other. If I have 60 kizayisim of broccoli, it can be mevatel the time of the one that you only have 1 kizayis of, let's say the basar. And then what are you left with? Milk or broccoli? No, big deal. You won't have it with your meatballs. So that's probably what the case would be. But at least you wouldn't say that they combine inside the spoon to make basar b'chalav, and now you need shishim keneged basar plus chalav. That's what the Shach claims. Okay. Fine. Sivav. This is, the Taz's reading of this Ramah is one of the more difficult shitos that I think you'll find. Kachatzi zayi shel isur shenisari beheter tzarech shishim chatzai zeisei heter levatlo. Why is that you need shishim keneger chatzai zeisei heter levatlo? The Taz and the Shach both say, the Shach says the chatzi shears asa min haTorah. The Taz says, I think better, that even in Issa D'Rabbanan, you're not mezalzel to require less than shishim. It happens to be, it is an Issa D'Raisa. Right? Chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. You just don't get malchus. Fine. Then in Sif Zayin, Mechaber says, Beita sheyesh ba efroach otip azdam shenisbash le'macheir tzorach shishim va'achas levatel pleitasa. So if you have a beitza which has a chick inside, or it has blood inside, and you cooked it with other eggs, you need 61 eggs heter to be mevata the plate of the iser. Why do you need 60, not 61? That's the exact question. The Taz claims that
the whole spoon becomes, you know, it becomes available.
Even though you have one kezayis of chazer in the spoon.
Yeah. Well, how's the shach different?
The shach would say that if you only stirred one kezayis of chazer, that's all you need to be mevatel. You don't care about anything else. The spoon could be, you know, could be the spoon of Og Melech HaBashan, and you still only need one kezayis, keneged one kezayis. Because how much balu on the spoon do you have to worry about? The answer is maximum what it was balea. The Taz says, no, it was Balea, one kezayis, it's a new spoon, brand new spoon from Bed Bath & Beyond, and now it absorbs one kezayis of chaser, but the spoon is, you know, six kezayis inside. So the Taz says that according to the Ramah, you say, if it's cheres, if you say chanan, on the cheres itself.
So that's just because they read it mortified differently?
Yeah, and reading the Ramah particularly differently. You read the Ramah, the Taz is reading the Ramah, it's not crazy. In other words, he says, I wonder, by the way, whether or not it should be hakol rather than hakli. But even without that, what hakli means, the shachas hakli means that which is balu on the kli, not the kli itself. Okay. Fine. One thing that has become clear to me. About just a comment about the eggs. We're not doing eggs right now. Eggs are back in Siman Peivav, if you want to read about eggs. One very interesting, eggs, in order to buy eggs from a guy without hashgacha, do you acquire hashgacha? When you go to the store, and you've ever gone to the store and bought eggs?
Yeah, they have hashgacha.
I'm curious, do you look for hashgacha on the eggs? Alter, that's that we know.
But it's like three times. So.
What's that?
That works like milk, where like all because of the USDA says like any chicken eggs are like.
So you don't need to actually go there. You can since if you all those who have our Shulchan Aruch, and as that was Ramosha's Chiddush, but the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Pei Vav, in Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch gives you simanim of a kosher of bird's egg. And then Sefeis Achshav Noagim Likach Beitzim Bistami Kal Adam Lafisha Ein Beitzei Of Tamei Mitzvatzer Beinenu. The practice already at the time of Shulchan Aruch is you could buy any eggs because people didn't typically have eggs of non-kosher birds. But the Ramah says only eggs of which are common, namely chicken eggs. And as if someone's selling chicken eggs, you don't assume they substitute them. That's because most eggs are chicken eggs. So you just rely upon the presumption that they are in fact chicken eggs. Why is there hashgacha? Why is there hashgacha water? Some water has. That's very cynical of you, but they owe you claims, and I believe them, that they tell the companies that want the symbol, you absolutely don't need it. But some of the companies feel it's like a seal of good housekeeping or something like that. People think it's safer, it's better, because it's kosher. So they want it. So we could debate whether or not you think they should give it, but they don't claim that water requires hashgacha.
So people come to the OU and want hashgacha for things that need hashgacha just because.
Yeah. Yeah, it's presumed to safe.
The eggs are processed, they're bleached. The white eggs aren't white like that.
Okay.
So maybe people feel like they're doing something more to that, so you want to know that whatever they were using is kosher.
Okay. But I don't think they're. I don't know that when the OU gives hashgacha, you could ask them that they're actually doing anything. I'm not criticizing them. I just don't know that that's the case. But you don't have to worry about them substituting non-kosher eggs. And then what you learn in Sif. Ches. Is that beitzas of tameh shehischela of lisrakim ba loket olam mishum sheret ha'of? If you have a non-kosher egg where the chick has started to develop, lisrakim means you would see at least some of the, it's not just a yolk. So then you get it's an issa deraisa of sheret ha'of and you get malchus. So beitzas of tahor shehischela of lisrakim ba. Let's say you have a fertilized egg, what's the status of a fertilized egg? So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you ate such an egg, how you makin or so makas maribus. It would appear that the only iser that exists in kosher eggs that have been fertilized potentially is that of dam. And if there's no dam, so then there is no iser daraisa. It's only iser darabanan. It doesn't mean it's mutter. It just means that it's not iser daraisa. So the only real possible sveka daraisa, according to some, within eggs would be if the blood. It's not if the blood spot represents a chick that's developing. It's the blood itself. Okay, fine. Anyway, back to our show. Why is it, by the way, that you require shishim ve'achas, not shishim, to be mevatel the pleita of the beitza sefravach? Well, it's because eggs are a different size. It makes it life easier. And this halacha is assumed to be, the Shulchan Aruch implies, what would the din be if you had a beitza she'en b'afrach, an unfertilized egg? How much would you need to be mevatel it? A beitza she'en b'afrach, you require some amount. What would it be if it was a beitza, an unfertilized beitza? What's that? It should be. How is it us? That's a good question. Oh, it would be beitza. No, an unfertilized beitza sof tame. Or I could have given you beitza strefa. The beitza of a trefa bird, if such a thing is possible, but you know it's unfertilized. So, or beitza tamea. So the Gemara implies that there's no flavor to it. It's maya b'alma. So, but they say if it's peeled, I don't know what this means. I have no idea. How do you peel an uncooked egg? I'm not, before you cook it. I have no idea. Anybody have any idea? What?
Is that even puzzle?
That's what I don't understand. I was talking to Rabbi Schwartz about this, and he indicated this is a puzzle. I'm not sure exactly what the answer is. But how do you? They talk about beitzim and klufos, and then you cook them. If you have it, if you peel the egg before you cook it. I understand the concept. There are lots and lots of different ways to make eggs. I never heard of that one. But again, you have to be cooking it and not steaming it. I don't know how steamy we were with other eggs. And that's certainly not what they were doing when they were showing them Beitzim Klufas. Kesser?
I looked up why we bleach eggs because I didn't know about that. And apparently eggs have a cuticle around them, and bleaching them gets rid of the cuticle, which is not good for egg for them being healthy, it's just raising salmonella, but whatever. Maybe it's referring to removing that cuticle around the egg.
It's like a soft membrane around the hard shell?
Yeah.
Interesting. So if you buy the brown eggs, does that mean they'll have that cuticle?
No, in the U.S., you have to remove the cuticle and sanitize the eggs beforehand. In the EU, you don't have to, and that's why.
Maybe we need a sheer trip to Great Britain to find out.
Eggs would be illegal.
We'll have to send two people to Britain.
Areas.
Ah, so. Isn't that fascinating? Isn't that just from a question of cognition that we're all thinking about peeling eggs and we have no clue what they're talking about because we actually have no idea what eggs look like when they come out of a chicken? How interesting. Okay, thank you. Shkoyach. I mean, that must be what they're talking about. I can't, instead
I don't know how easy it is to peel the cuticle off of a chicken egg. If they're doing it with chemicals, US, maybe it's not as easy as assumed, but maybe that's what it's talking about.
That's so interesting. They do it because they want to. Why do they require? Because they're afraid of bacteria on the inside.
I guess it seems that it's not a great thing that the US mandates that you have to clean the eggs with bleach beforehand. But
well, they're not using bleach on the brown eggs. They might
they
be.
Are.
They are.
They bleach all eggs.
So what's the point?
They're like a little bit duller. They don't have that gloss.
I see. Wow. Okay.
I think I heard that's why you don't have to refrigerate eggs. You know,
that is why you're
right
there.
Exactly.
Because you don't have to alter it. Because So you knew about this before, Zach?
Yeah,
so why didn't you answer my question? You could have solved my problem. Okay. You were keser wazocha in it. It must have been Menashe Shemayim. They kept you silent, so he would be Zochem, Alami the Rab. Okay, thank you. That's probably the answer to that. Now I find the answer. I mean, not probably the answer. That is almost certainly the answer. This is. I'm sorry. I'm just so like stunned by this. Because I'm sure that I could have asked my Rabbeim. I could have asked probably every Rosh Hashiva, and it probably we would all. I suspect there's only I can think of one Rebbe might have known this, but Rabbi Bleich, I'm guessing, maybe the kind of thing he might know. He knows a lot. They mostly know a lot of things about a lot of things, but he knows a lot of things about a lot of things, and he's the only person I bet. But I'm going to have to go ask around about this. So don't share the wealth of the knowledge yet, okay? You know, we'll hold post and share. I don't know what to do. Fine. Thank you. Shkoyach. Thank you, Kesser. Fine. So bottom line is, for Beitzim we require shishim v'achas unless you're mixing it into a stew, in which case shishim is fine. What's that?
He doesn't bring that
in. Yeah, okay. Fine. The one nurse that came, they must say it. Probably. Or it may be said earlier, so. Chal misbatel b'tishim v'chamisha. That's not a chiddush. Except for the Rambam says that from the basis of that, all Isurim Drabanan are misbatim in 59, and we don't hold that way. The Rambam continues, Kol ha'isurim ha'noagim b'zman hazeh kula misbatim b'shishim milavad chametz b'pesach v'yayin esach kasher nispar b'chosem. The difference again between chametz and yayin esach is that yayin esach is only oser b'masher who when? Min b'mino. Min b'shein amino, yayin esach is batal. Chametz b'pesach, as isurim chumras chametz, is not batel bein mimbimino, bein mimbishen omino. That is obviously a din d'rabbanan. There is a position, by the way, by chametz b'pesach. We don't pass in that way. The shiltos, the Rabbi Chaigon, and Rabbeinu Tam thinks maker a din, even though he didn't really follow it. They hold that chametz b'pesach is b'shishim, and when the Gemara says that chametz and pesach is oser b'mashehu, bein mimino, bein mishen omino, is only the sheet of Rav, but we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan, that chametz b'pesach is a batel b'shishim, like all other isur. So we don't paskin like that, Rabbeinu Tam and the Shiltos, but there is such a shita. Okay, and then the Rambam continues. He doesn't mention Orla and Kilei Akerim. He's not interested in talking about that here, as the Tur himself. The Tur mentioned, besides Orla and Kilei Akerim, which Einlanu Esek Bezeh, and he wasn't dealing with it here, the Rambam just totally omits it. Uvavad Sha Isur, the Rambam says, Einu no Sein Tam Bikdera. So let's first explain, what does it mean to be Asur Mechamas Atzman? Because this is important. Firstly, before we explain that, the Ramah is talking about what we call a Milsa David L'Taima, something that is a flavoring agent. Everything can flavor in theory, but some things are avida l'taima. They're really designed primarily for the purposes of flavor, as opposed to giving heft, as opposed to giving texture and things like that. What does it mean to be aser mechamas atzmo, and what is that really excluding? What's the opposite of davar aser mechamas atzmo? No. Ask a question like that and you get that answer and I'm surprised. Okay. Now, Zach? No. Basar b'chal and nevela are, you're on the right track, Zach, but you gave the wrong example. Zachary?
Arubas?
Getting closer. And you're right, but Asur mechamas atzmo versus Asur mechamas davar habalua. Let me take the example of salt. How might salt be Asur? Mechamas atzma. Yeah, that's about the only way you're going to get it. Salt that was nisnaseich lavodazar. What? No, but that's not really. Hektesh, you could do pidyon on. So you're right. It would be aser b'hanah. You could also take a neder on the salt, and the gabayu could be aser b'hanah. But let's take the case avodazara. Our good old handy dandy backup avodazara can aser everything. Except for karka itself. Okay, fine. So, salt that was misnaseich lavo dezara is aser b'hana, and it's aser b'achila mechamas atzma. What would be a case of salt that's aser mechamas davar habalua? Now, you could find a million examples, but the one that all the Rishonim are thinking about is
salt you used in kasher meat.
Salt, which is balua medam, because you used it to kasher meat. Excellent. So, the question is the following. Let's say I have a piece of meat, and now I have less than 1/60th of salt. I have 1/70th of salt of that meat, and I put it on the meat and I cook it with it. Will the meat taste salty? The presumption is, yes, it will. You'll be able to taste the salt. And so the question is it usur or not? So the Rama is saying, yeah, so according to the Mechaber, what would the din be and why? According to the Mechaber, what would the din be? I'm going to have to train you to think in these terms for your day. What would the din be? Mutar asr. Okay, when you have even a potential machlokas mechaber amal, or two positions I'm setting up, what is the mechaber's position likely to be? What?
Meiko.
Right? In Tarovas and Basa Mechalav, I don't want to say there are no issues on which the mechaber is machmir and the Rama is meiko, but on the whole, Svaradim are much, the mechaber is much more meiko than the Rama. Hanan is the starting point. It's one of the biggest, tremendous kulas that. It's not a kula. It's all Rishonim hold that way. It's a tremendous chumrah that the Rama has to say Hanan by Shari Sur. So, what would happen here, Zachary? We have the salt that was Bolea Dam. And according to the Mechaber, what do we have here? When we put this salt Bolea Dam, we put it into my pot of meat. What is this salt Bolea Dam? Describe it to me conceptually. No, I know the salt is Avila Taima, but this mixture of the salt that you kash your meat with, it now has dam inside it, how would you look at this halachically? What is this? It's a tarobes of dam, which is aser, and melach, which is motor, and it is still motor. You can't use this because you can't get the dam out. So when I want to be mishayat, when I want to be vatel, this stuff in the pot, of course, if I have 1/70th, less than, if I have shivim, of course it's mother. Why? Because you don't have more than the melach can't be more than one. Let's say it's one kazais and 70 kazais. The melach can't be more than one kazais of basar iser, and you can't taste the basar iser in the pot. The fact that you can taste the salt, that's incidental. The salt is not iser according to the mechaber. But according to the Rama that you say chatichanasis nevela, and it's not just that there's a mixture, Zachary, of dam of iser and salt of heter, but rather it's salt dam of iser. So what is the din? And that's what the Rama says. You still don't say. Now, really, do you have shishin to be mevatel the salt? Salt dam?
Yes.
So then why is it that you can taste the iser? Because the salt. So the Rama says, you don't say in this case, milsa davila l'taima makes it aser, unless the salt is aser mechamas atzma. Yes, CJ.
So according to the Mechaber, then if I were to pour my coffee in my chon, let's say,
According to the Rama, the din is the same. Someone explained to him, you put half and half or cream in your coffee, right? Milk?
Yeah, milk.
Cream is better for you. Okay, but anyway, you put cream in your coffee. You put cream in your coffee, and CJ wants to know if according to the Rama...
No, according to the
Chaber.
No,
it's
Masur Chalav.
I don't understand.
No, you're wrong. What are you talking about? You want to know how you Mishaya, right?
Yeah, I'm saying because he would say that because of Enos is available. So it just has to be...
The milk or the cream.
Yeah.
And what would the Rama say? What are you talking about? Someone tell him why he's wrong. There's no iser right now. You don't say Hanan on milk in Parv. You have to have iser to say, everybody agrees. You have to have iser to say Hanan. That's why when we talk about chopping the... I'm glad you made that mistake because, again, you have to get into the routine of thinking in these terms because this type of a distinction is often made. It's going to be made in the Shach in the last Ramah. In the case that... I'll jump ahead just to explain to you where thinking in those terms is relevant. What happens if one kazayas of dam falls into 29 kazayas of the meat, and one kazayas of chela falls into 30 kazayas of meat, and they get mixed together then? What's the din? According to the Mechaber, it's mutter. What's the din according to Rama? He doesn't say anything, but what is the din according to Rama really, probably? Should be us, and why? Because when the one kazayas falls into the chela, of dam falls into the basar, and it's not botel, chatecha nasas nevela. And then when the one kazayas of the chela, whichever one, other one was, falls into the other meat, it's also nasas nevela. You put it together, you got lots and lots of nevela here, you don't have any heter. Now the Shach wants to know, why isn't the Rama masig on the Mechaber on the next page? So the Shach is going to give several answers, but what he does point out is that even whatever the Rama wasn't masing, the Mechaber's din has an afkamina, even according to the Rama. Even if you do say Hanan, what happens if one
a food has challah mixed into it, a kazayas of challah, one pot of broccoli has challah, kazayas of challah, 30 kazayas of broccoli has one kazayas of challah, and then 29 kazayas of broccoli have one kazayas of basar yes mixed into it, and then you put the two together. So there, the Rama would say the same thing, that the challah is mitzdarif with the 59 pieces of broccoli to be mevatel the basar, and the basar is mitzdarif with the 59 pieces of broccoli to be mevatel the challah. And there, everybody agrees, you don't say haticha nasa tevela, because it's heter beheter. So that's why your coffee in the chult won't be an issue. The common, I've never heard of anybody spilling coffee into the chult. I don't know if anybody ever make chult with coffee? I don't know.
I think there's an Indian to put coffee powder in chult.
That's what I was asking. I don't know. I never heard of it. But okay. But that's power. So in such a case, the real issue that comes up is somebody accidentally chopped an onion with a milk knife and then they toss the onion into the chult. So there, that's the classic example. How much are we mishire? How much do you think we need, CJ? So I chop up an onion into little pieces with a knife, with a milk knife. And let's say it's an native, it doesn't matter. Let's say it's a benyomo, not a problem. I toss the onions in. How much do I need in the cholin to be about the challah? How much do I need there? Shishim keneged what? The volume of the knife. Why? Because if the knife were iser and I tossed it into a stew, I chopped up an onion. So this is what the Rama would say. Every piece you chop, and if you chop the dot dot, it's volea from the knife, kidei klipa, kidei nitila of iser. And every turn turns into nevela. So you have an onion that's completely nevela, and now when you throw that into a stew, you need shishim kenega, the whole onion. But if you're dealing with a knife that's just milchuk, and you chop it an onion which is par,
so nothing turns into nevela. So the maximum you have to deal with is the vine, even if the knife was kulo, balua mechalav, and all of it came into the onion and got mixed in there, that's the maximum you have to be mevata. So unless you made a really small chulin, as long as it's just a milk knife, not a treif knife, you're probably going to be okay. All right. So that's why it's so important to distinguish between chalav into something versus iser into something. For the mechaber, makes not kihuzeh have a difference. There is... For now, that's fine. Okay. So now, let's coming back to this Rama. The Rama says the following. When I have salt that was in the stafseh lavo dezara, even if there's less than shishim, if I can taste the salt, milsa david al time is not bakal. But only where it's asur mechmas asa. But if the only reason that the salt is asur is because it was balu amidam, because you salt the meat with it, so then if you have shishim keneged the volume of the salt, then it's mutter. Now, why do you need shishim keneged the volume of the salt? Why do you need that amount? The answer is because you don't have a dam with balu on the salt. Maybe the salt is kulodam. And therefore, you need shishim keneged that, but you never need more than that. In other words, dam itself would not flavor this taroves more than if you have a shishim. And therefore, even though you can taste the salt, we say that the iser habalua does not make this hanan with respect to milsa david delataina. This, by the way, is not going to be the only place this comes up by this hanan type situation. There is a notion the notion may be almost derived from here, but it comes up in other cases. When you have an iser habalua, even if you say hanan, that iser cannot aser go farther than the original iser could go. Let me put that when we encounter that again, we'll deal with that with then. But bottom line, that's what the Rama says for now.
What's the reason?
What?
Sorry.
What's the reason? If you had asked me, I would have said because hanan by sharisum is only the rabbanon. That's what I would have said. But so that's why, or there is that broader principle. I just have to come up with an example where the iser is nivla inside a chaticha, and we say, okay. I think this would be a very straightforward case. I'll steal Tosus's example, sort of. I think we did this Tosus in Bikis. Let's say, according to the Rama, I have an iser that non-fatty iser that comes in contact with, through, let's say, tzli, roasting, with heter. So how much does the heter, how far does the iser penetrate into the heter when you're dealing with tzli, but not a davar shamein? How far? No. Well, Alpidin, Imaker Din Rashba thinks that, but he's machmir to say, Kedei Netila. Right? He's not Ladina to say Kedei Netila. So Kedei Netila, you know, Ove Etzba, that's how far it asks. So let me ask you a question. Why don't you say now, let's say everything cools down. Now I take this piece of meat, whatever, it's absorbed some Isser into the Klipa, Netila, Kedei Netila, I forgot to peel it. And now I cook the meat. Now I roast the meat further in the oven. Why don't I say that the klipa that was originally Nesar now asters the klipa next to it? And then that klipa asters the klipa next to it, which asters the klipa next to it until you've astered everything. So if you number one, this is Tosus. I'm just telling you Tosus. If you say that you don't say Hanan by Shari Surim, you don't have a question. It's not a problem. Because the original Isser, it's not that you have a Kedei Netila of all Isser. You have a Kedei Netila which absorbed a little bit. And that little bit doesn't diffuse, that little bit cannot diffuse throughout the entire piece unless you put it in a pot of liquid. Whereas if you're roasting it, continually roasting it, that's as far as it could ever penetrate. You can re-roast the thing in the oven, it still remains in the outer klipa. And if you hold like somebody, I don't remember who says it, that you only say chaticha nasas nevela by a whole chaticha, so it's also not a problem, because when the iser flavors the kedei netila, the outer layer of this chaticha, you don't say chanan. Even if you say chanan meshari surim, you only say it when it's a chaticha shlema. Tosus didn't like that. But Tosus has a third possibility. Tosus says that you can never, that when you say, even when you say chanan, you can never aser subsequently further than the original oser could go. And since the original iser that asered your kedei netila can't penetrate more than the klipa, even though the whole klipa, if you cut off the klipa, the netila, here's the question. I take this meat, this little amount of this asered kedei netila, I no-tell kedei netila, I remove it. And now I toss it into a pot. How much do I have to be mevatel there? So according to, if you don't say chanan by shari surim, the answer is whatever iser was nivla in the netila. But if you say chaticha nasas nevela, so Tosus would say that entire kedei netila asers the other pot. Oh, but why not if you continue roasting it on this piece of meat? Why does it not aser the rest of the meat? The answer is because the original iser in this context could never have gone farther then the Kedei Netila, and therefore the Kedei Netila, even though it's Nasei Shnevela, doesn't Aser any more than the original Iser Beoser. It's possible to say it's only Drabanan, but it seems to be this conceptual idea that the power of that which was Nasei Shnevela to Aser other things is limited by the original Koacha Iser that it was given. Now, by the way, Alter, you know one place that I think everybody would agree we just don't say this? You could guess anyway. What one iser do we not say this by? No. What's the one place where we don't say that the power of chaticha nasas nevela is limited by the origin, by the original koach oser? And the reason is obvious why. First you're going to tell me what the iser is, and then you're going to tell me why. Basar b'chalav. Excellent. Now tell me why. It's not oser in the first place. Right? In other words, you can't say that the Basar B'chalav can't Aser further than the original Oser could Aser, because there's no Oser originally. Basar B'chalav, it's why, even for the Ramah, we assume that Chaticha Nasas Tevela by Shari Surim is only the Rabbanan. It makes sense. What's the reason for Chaticha Nasas Tevela for those Amoraim and Tanaim who hold of it in the Gemara? Because Iser plus Iser equals Heter plus Heter equals Iser. That's like saying multiplying or adding two positive numbers and you get a negative. In other words, the whole nature of Basar B'chalav is it's the taroves which creates the iser. When you, even if you say chanan by shari surim, that the chazir gets mixed into my broccoli and I don't have enough to be mevatelit and therefore it's all nasas tevela, it's not nesar because of the taroves fundamentally. It's nesar because the chazir was aser originally and now eating this taroves, eating this broccoli, I'm going to taste chazir. So the rabbanim were mechadesh din of chaticha nasas nevela. But by Basar B'chalav, it's the combination together that creates the Isser, Yesh Me'ayin. So that is really, really Isser B'atzmo. And therefore, when you Aser something originally by Basar B'chalav, now, wherever the Basar B'chalav together can go, that become Aser. If you take that piece of meat and now you put it into a pot, of other meat, we don't say if the chalav couldn't go and ask for that meat, it won't make the rest of the meat asr. No, you have a new chetz of basr v'chalav here. I mean, I'm not going to say that this is true, but in the remotest, haziest conceptual sense, basar b'chalav is an iser heftza, shari shum b'chatin asas avela is kind of an iser gavra. And I don't think it's a perfect analogy, but you have to think of basar b'chalav as the quintessential chatin asas avela. It really means we have something new that was created. So by basar b'chalav, you wouldn't say that. But by other isurim, the Ramah says, even though we're machmir for chatin asas avela, it only has the koach to be oser beyond itself, where the original oser would be capable of going. Right? In other words, you might say the following. You might say that the chazir that flavors the broccoli asers the broccoli and makes it kind of a quasi-chetzer shalisura, but that quasi-chetzer shalisura the broccoli is not fully empowered. It's not fully empowered to aser other things.
So what do you say about chicken?
So the answer is probably midrabanan. I think everybody, I think even the Mechaber would say, I should really check. I have to look back in Simon Zadi Beis, I think, where the main discussions. I don't remember. I would have thought that you say Chatichan Asas Tavela to the Mechaber by Besar Of, you know, Bechala, because called the Tikkun Rabbanu came the Raisa Tikkun. But now that I'm saying that, I think it might be a discussion in the Shach. I have to go back and look. I don't remember for sure. Okay. It's good to have learned Yeridea at least once, because at least I can not to say something totally silly in answer to that, in response to that question. Okay, fine. So that was the Ramah in Sifches. Next, Kedera Sheyesh Banos Nun Tes Nesim Heter V'Naflu Ba Bezes Nesim Echad Shel Dam V'Echad Shel Chaylev Kol Echad Mitzdarif V'Manos Ein Tam Shel Heter Levato Chaveiro. So we've discussed this. Now the first case in the Mechaber is mutual, it happens at the same time, all together, and that everybody would agree to, because there's no time for chatich and asas tavela. But then he says, v'chein chavtel ha-sedesim shel heter sh'nafal v'mekazayis chalav chaylev u'bikdeira acheres hayu shloshim shel heter v'nafal l'socho kazayis shel dam. Notice, by the way, here, as opposed to in our printing of the Torah, it's 29 and 30, not 30 and 30, and the Shach makes this note. So then, v'nis arvu b'shogeg is mutar. And then, what does the Rambam say? V'kosha came to Beis Zesim, Echad Shokin Vina, Ve'echad Shobasar, the whole Echad Mevato Chaver. So that was the example, CJ, I gave you, that even the Rambam would agree. What's strange about the Rambam, and you can see what's really bothering the Shach. It's not, what the Rambam says is clear. There's only one word, or technically two words, in the Rambam that are very difficult. What are the two words in this Rambam that are very difficult? You could call it one or two words, whichever way you want. You got to look in the Ramah to figure out what is problematic based upon what we've said about the Ramah, which is what's going to bother the Shach. The Kol Shekain. What do you mean Kol Shekain? It means you're accepting the Mechaber's Din and the Kavach Omer to Basar and Chalav. Na'ad the Rabbah. Only Basar and Chalav according to the Ramah. But the Ramah should say, "Ulididan de amrinan becholo isurim chatichas nasas tevela." It's shayich by basar and chalav, not kol shekain. It is for the mechaber. It's a kol shekain, but not for the Ramah, because the Ramah shouldn't agree with the mechaber because of his sheet and chatichas nasas tevela. So, if you look in the shachs of Katan Lamidalin, firstly he says the following: the tur kosev v'chein shloshim u'b'shulchan aruch hayishan me'bli hagos kosev v'chein. And this is the point about the 30 and 29. In other words, in the Torah it says 30 and 30, but in the old Shulchan Aruch without emendations it says 29, and that's also our Shulchan Aruch too. So what can you conclude about the Shach Shulchan Aruch? What did it say in the Shach Shulchan Aruch? What number did it have, guys? I'm sorry? It said 30 in his Shulchan Aruch. But he says that in the Torah it says Shloshim, and in the Shulchan Aruch HaYeshanim, without corrections, it says Chaf Tazesim. So obviously, the Shulchan Aruchs were not Yeshanim, had Lamed. And the Shach was just pointing out that earlier Shulchan Aruchs actually had Chaf Taz. And he says, the Tshuvas HaRash has Chavtas, and that's the correct one. Right? Why is it a bigger Chiddush? You tell me. We said this, I think, once. Why isn't it a big chiddush to say 29, not 30? Because if you have 30 here, how many kazesim of heter do you have totally? 60 plus one of dam and one of chaylev. So there I understand. The shishim is mamata v'chaylev, the shishim is mamata v'dam. It's better to say 30 and 29, because then you only have 59 kazesim of heter, so you need the dam to be the 60th to be mamata v'chaylev, and you need the chaylev to be the 60th to be mamata v'dam. That's also the Shach says. It's a bir chiddush to say 30 and 29 as opposed to 30 and 30. It's still a little bit of a chiddush to say 30 and 30, because it means is that we don't take two different yisurim that taste two different ways and be mitzarif them to say, shishim is not enough, you need 120 now. But that's not the real chiddush here. The real chiddush is not just that the yisurim are not mitzarfim, but what's the real chiddush? What's the real chiddush? If it said 30 and 30 again, the chiddush would be that yisurim are not mitzarfim. But what's the real chiddush? That yisur is mevatel heter. And that you have to say 30 and 29 for. I'm sorry, Isser's Mavatel Isser. Thank you. Isser's Mavatel Isser. Thank you, Zach.
We also say the third bet 30 also works.
What's that?
We also say that if you have 60 is 18 of Heter, one of Dan, one of Chela, it's all Vatel.
Kavachomer, 59 it works, where you need the... What? So there you don't... There you still need... In both cases, you have to say that the Isser Manat Mitzdarfim. And we do say that Mitzdarfim is the same flavor, or maybe even the same Isser. But if they're separate Yisurim and separate flavors, they each one can be Mevatel, the other in combination with the 59, whereas if you had Shishim, you don't need Isser to be Mevatel the Heter. You just have to say that they're not Mitzdarfim. So now the Shach continues. And Mikol Makom Tzorach Iyun. Dehai Dina Lo Shayach Lefima Dekayim Alon Chaticha Nasis Tevela B'chol Yisurim. Dechevan Dinafal Kezayis Dam Lekdera Achas V'lo Hayu B'Shishim Nasis Nevela. It's not relevant according to the Rambam's position, our position. V'cheinak de'rashniya, same thing happens. What you have now is 30 of Isser and 31 of Isser. It's an big Isser party. Miu reisha ikal farushe, the first part of the Mechaber. You could explain, b'naflu hashnei zesim b'vasachas. The two kezesim fallen at once. B'chol echad mevatel tam chaver. Aval hocha demai ribe beis kederes. Two separate pots. One gets a kezayis of chelev. One gets a kezayis of dam. Kosha delo havale laharav listom hadorim. Firstly, number one, the Rama should not have stayed silent. Right? This is always, by the way, a larger methodological question in the Rama. When is the Rama's silence shtika koda? And when is the Rama's silence, I'm not bothering to mention it to you here because I mentioned it to you already, right? The Rama's already outlined his position in Siman Zadi Beis that we say Hanan by all Isur. So there's every time a case comes up in the Shulchan Aruch, does the Rambam have to say, oh, but by the way, guys, l'didanda, we hold Hanan by all Isurim, this din of the Mechaber doesn't apply. Now, he probably does say that relatively frequently, so, but that's always a general question. When the Rambam has said something, minmasig, or has put the tablecloth on the Mechaber once, does he have to repeat in every case, or does his silence indicate acquiescence, which means, really, you have to figure out a different svar. So, number one, the Shach says, He shouldn't have been silent. And that this is even a kavah chomer from that. The Shach says here, and he's about to introduce a very important thing to you, that you say chanan even when it's b'shogeg. Even b'shogeg. Uchad l'kaman simen tzadi tesef hei behedya. So what is the Rama thinking? So now he says the following. V'yesh lomar v'stam ha-dvarim le'inyan lach balach de'lo aminan chatichanas nistavela behefsen meruba or the sasam ha-dvarim le'inyan lach balach de'lo aminan chanan behefsen meruba k'del elbisim and tzadi be'yisif dalet. Alright, so here, right, this is the problem. In order to learn the Shach, you have to have learned everything already. You have to learn Basar B'cholom. So we say Chanan by Shari Surim. But Tosfos, which you haven't read yet, but we passed by, I spoke about the big Tosfos on Kuf Amid Aleph, talking about the Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim, whether you say Chanan by Oli Surim. Tosfos says, in order to be Doche, one of the big riyas against Rabbeinu Tam, that you only say Chanan, I think, well, I don't know if Tosfos says it this way or it's a different, by a Davar Habalua. You'd only say, if I mix yayin nesach with water together, and I don't have enough water to be mevatel the yayin, 3 ounces of wine, 5 ounces of water, how much, if you say chanan by all these surim, how much isser do I have here? Says Tosos. What's that would say? 3 of wine, 5 of water, water's hat there. How much isser do I have if you say chanan by shari surim? And the answer is 3. Why? You only say hanan when you cook them together and one absorbs tam from the other. Here they're merely mixed together. You don't. Some would say you don't say hanan when it's merely lach belach. And the Ramo, I believe, says earlier you can be somech upon that b'malkom hefsed, hefsed merub, I don't remember. So the Shach suggests possibly the Ramo is thinking here that we're dealing with a case of lach belach. You're not cooking it, not yet at least, before the bittul, and you don't say hanan by hefsed merubah. Okay, that is one possibility. The reason why the Ramo didn't argue on Mechaber, because he's treating this as a case of lach belach. You're not actually cooking them together, you're just mixing them together. And since there's no flavor transfer, it's just that it's blended, therefore you say you don't say hanan by shari sur. Remember, what's the makor for hanan? Everybody, even if you say hanan by shari sur, what's the source for hanan? Where did they learn it from? Basar b'chala. And when does basar b'chala become haram? When does it become asr? Only when it's no saint tam. How do you know that basar b'chala is only asr when it's no saint tam? Because lo sevashel, derech bishol asr Torah. That's a Gemara on Daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph, where Abaye, I think I mentioned this Gemara, Abaye wanted to infer from basar b'chalav that it's only asr when you can taste the chalav, where you can taste the basar, that tam ki'ikar is d'oraisa. And Rava said, no, basar b'chalav might be an exception. But then why does it require even tam? If it's an exception, who says you need to be able to taste the milk? Maybe even when you just mix them together, not being able to taste it. So Rava says, derech bishul asra Torah. The Torah says lo sevashel. The definition of bishul is flavor transfer. Okay, so that's one answer that the Shach gives. Ve'od yesh lomar diharav ozil litamei shepasak b'toras chatas havesiv lekam and simen sadi tesiv katan tesvav. I have to explain this first. Hold on, I can't read this. Did any of you read this Shach, by the way? Did you understand this part? Sort of. Okay, if you didn't learn Simon Sadi Tess yet, it's hard to understand this. There is a smag that says the following. Rabbi Berger, I accidentally mixed milk in, I accidentally mixed chazer into my pot of meat. So Rabbi Berger says, okay, tell me. And there is now more than 60 times of everything connected to one piece of chazer. So the smag says, Rabbi Berger has to ask a very important question. I know that you have 60 times stuff in the pot, keneged, the meat, the chazer right now, but, did you, after the chazer fell in, add any ingredients to the pot? Did you add water to the pot? So the Torah says, I have no idea what he's talking about, he's wrong, you don't need to ask that shaila. Now, the truth is, you know why the Torah thinks you don't need to ask that shaila? Why you couldn't even conceive of it? Well, why would the smag say you need to ask that shaila? Some of you should be able to figure this out by now. It should be a no-brainer. Why do you have to ask the balabas, or the balabaster, did you add stuff, did you add water to the tavshil after? Because maybe the chazer fell in first to a lesser amount. You say, chatech nas nevela, now you would need a bathtub of water to be mevata what's there. So the Torah doesn't hold hanan by any surim except for basar b'chalav, and we're not dealing with basar b'chalav here. So what would the Rama say in that case? So the Rama came up with a chiddush there and said, now the smag, by the way, does hold. The smag and the smag hold that way. And Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rama suggests, the Shach, by the way, quotes the Torah's Chatas here, and I didn't see the Darkei Moshe. I'm almost certain it's in the Darkei Moshe. And I'm starting to wonder whether the Shach had the Darkei Moshe here. I don't know. I'm sure he had the Darkei Moshe. I think he had the Darkei Moshe. He quotes it in places. I'm wondering if it's on certain parts of Shulchan Aruch he doesn't have it. You could do a study of that. But this is a great case to study it because many of the dinim of the Ramah, he writes in the Darkei Moshe and he writes in the Toras Chatas. So you can see if the Shach has always quoted the Toras Chatas and never quotes the Darkei Moshe, it might tell you something. But I've seen more than once in the Siman now that I haven't looked at the Toras Chatas. I've seen the Darkei Moshe and the Shach only quotes it from the Toras Chatas, both by the Ramah. So the Ramah makes the following answer. You know when you only say Hanan, you need no Daha Taroves. If you don't find out about the taroves, chatichan asim sevela doesn't set it. It's a wonderful lundus chiluk that Rama has introduced here. Now, do we believe that yedia ever in any way contributes to bittul? Of course we do. We know the Tosefta and Trumos and the machlok. We've seen. You know what happens if about we've seen this where the Rush quoted this in that very long Rush we did much earlier on the first siman. if you yediyah can in fact be necessary in order for bittul to take place. There was a case in Trumas like that. So here the Rama, by the way, is arguing the opposite direction as a kula, that if you don't know about it, it's not nasis nefela. So the Rama says, you know why it's not necessary to ask if the person added stuff? Because mistama, when does the balabas get on the line with you, Rabbi Berger? When does he call you? Right away. Oh my God, the chazir fell in. Call the rabbi. So you don't assume, oh, before I call the rabbi, let me just add some stuff to the tashel, yeah, because it's a logical thing to do. So that's why the Rama says, you don't have to ask. We do hold chanan by shari surim, but it's only if you find out. If you knew that the tarovas and there was a problem. Awesome, but maybe this is a case, maybe it should be choshesh. The Rama says, we're not choshesh, because the person is normally not going to add it after they realize that there's an issur. Yes, boss.
Is that
I haven't seen the Darkei Moshe inside, so I have to go back and look to see if it gives you a flavor. I think that what is said is that people, my assumption is that as soon as you have a tarovas of a suffix, even if it's water, I mean, yes, water was once more expensive. It was labor intensive, right? It wasn't the cost, but you had to go draw it. I think it's posthumous is just because as soon as tarovas happens, people don't start throwing other stuff in, right? Because you want to deal with the problem that's arisen. And if your answer is going to be it's usur, you don't want to put in any more labor, or, you know, even more labor. You just want to find out, how do I go forward from here? But when we see it, when we look it inside, maybe the Rama makes clear what the issue is. So that's what the Shach is about to say here, that the Rama, maybe the reason why the Rama is not masig is because there is a case, even if you say Hanan by Shari Surim, there's a case where it actually could come into play, just like the Mechaber. Let's say one Kazayas of Dam fell into 29, but you didn't know about it. And one Kazayas of Chela fell into 30, and you didn't know about it. Then you mix them together, and then you realize that the piece of chaylev and dam, why they were sitting around your kitchen, I have no idea, but you notice that they're missing, and they must have fallen into the thing. Call the rabbi and say, what do I do now? And the answer is, since you didn't know about it until everything got blended together, that's the only time you measure things, you evaluate things, and since you have 59 plus 1 to be mevatel the 1, and 59 plus 1 to be mevatel the 1, then even the Rama would agree that it would be mutter, so that's why he's not masig on the mechaber. So that's what he says here. Again, but Odia Shlomar very quickly, the Rav Azal Tamesha Pasak with Toraschatas, Havesiv Lakam and Simon Sadi Tess, of Katasvav, the Nitosif Allah Isser Beshogig, Kodem Shinoda Hataroves, Loam Rina Hanan, Vain Zorach Allah Shishim Negara Isser, in Kain, Myra Hochi, Shinis Arvu, Bezakideris Yachad, Kodem Shinoda Taroves. Okay, but the Shach disagrees, he's going to go on to disagree with that. Maybe we'll put the finishing touches on this tomorrow. What I would like to do tomorrow is, in Shir, I may want to quickly run through a few Pesachei Tshuvas here. I want to just finish the Shach, but I haven't sent you Makoros and Simon Tzadi Tess. I would like to start Simon Tzadi Tess tomorrow, so that's what you'll get Makoros from me. We have done essentially almost all the Gemaras on most of it, and we will do whatever we have to do there, and then go on to the Beis Yosef, to our Beis Yosef.